感谢主，让我们在主日再一次相聚。
Thank the Lord that we can gather once more on His day.
我们要今天来看的是启示录，我们要读的是第十一章。
So today I would like to read from Revelation chapter 11.
我们上一次我们讲的是第十章，今天我们要继续来看十一章。
So last time we shared on chapter 10, so today we'll continue on with chapter 11.
我两个礼拜前讲到第十章的时候，我告诉大家这是一个第三，在启示录里面八个大意象里面的第三个意象。
So last week, as we were, two weeks ago, as we were sharing on chapter 2, I was telling you, chapter 10, sorry, that I was sharing with you how this is the third vision out of the seven visions.
他在巴摩海岛第一个印象是什么？
So what was the first vision that John saw in the Patmos Island?
七个金灯台，有一位人子行走在七个金灯台中间。
He saw seven golden lampstands, and then the seven men walking among the seven golden lampstands.
七个金灯台代表他的七个教会。
And the seven golden lampstands represent his seven churches.
这是第一个意象要表达的信息。
So that's the message from the first vision.
第二个意象，他就被带到至圣所，看见父神坐在宝座上。
And the second vision is that he was brought up to the holy place where he saw the Father God sitting upon the throne.
然后有一个问题，谁配从父的手中得到那个小书卷，打开，执行这个父的旨意？
And the question was asked, who is worthy to receive that little book, that scroll from the hands of the Father, and open up the seal and to do his will?
然后他就看见这位从地上升上来的这一位神的羔羊。
And what he saw, what John saw, was that the Lamb of God risen from earth into heaven.
当他从父的手中得到这个书卷的时候，所有的万物都在敬拜，哈利路亚，赞美神。
And as the Lamb of God received the scroll from the hands of the Father, everything in heaven and on earth started saying hallelujah and giving praises.
父高他，让他做主，让他做王。
And Heavenly Father anointed him to so that he may become the Lord and King.
然后他就开始开这个七个印。
And so he started to open these seals one by one.
然后到第七个印开的时候，他就看到七只号。
And then when the seventh seal was broken, he see the seven trumpets.
那么到了第九章的时候，你如果记得的话，他是开到了第六个号。
So in chapter 9, if you remember, he at that time, it records that he got to the sixth trumpet.
对，第七个号还没有。
And the seventh trumpet hasn't sounded yet.
那是在今天我们要看的十一章的十五节才到了第七号。
And so it's recorded in the verse 15 of chapter 11 that we'll read today. That's the seventh trumpet.
所以我说第十章是插进来的一章。
So that's why I said the 10th chapter is inserted into this sequence.
因为第七号非常重要。
Because the seventh trumpet is very important.
耶稣自己来到地上宣告第七号吹的时候，神的奥秘就成全了。
For our Lord Jesus himself went onto earth to proclaim that when the seventh trumpet sounds, then the will of God shall be is complete.
这是第十章一个重要的宣告。
So that's a very important proclamation in chapter 10.
然后约翰就到这位大力的天使面前把那个小书卷拿来吃了，成为他的后面还要继续传讲的内容。
And so John received the scroll from the strong angel, and then he ate it, and that became the source for his message later on.
这是两个主日前我讲的第十章。
So I shared with you about this two weeks ago.
下面我们就要来看十一章。
So now we turn to chapter 11.
那为着时间的缘故呢，我不读全部，我只是读一部分。
Sake of time, I won't read the entire chapter, just a portion of it.
我跟我的弟兄两个人轮流，我读一节中文，他读下一节英文。
And we'll read alternate reading between Chinese and English.
我们要读第一节到第十三节。
And we'll read till verse from verse 1 to 13.
这还是第九章 第六印的持续继续。那个我刚刚说十章是插进来的，现在我们要把连起来，就跟第九章要连过来。
So this is a continuation from chapter 9 when you talk about the sixth seal. This is continuation on from there.
第一节有一根苇子赐给我，当作量度的杖，且有话说：起来，将神的殿和祭坛，并在殿中礼拜的人都量一量。
Leave out the court which is outside the temple and do not measure it, for it has been given to the nations, and they will tread underfoot the holy city for 42 months.
第三节，我要使那两个见证人穿着毛衣传道1260天。
These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth.
若有人想要害他们，就有火从他们口中出来，烧灭仇敌。凡要想害他们的，都必这样被杀。
These have the power to shut up the sky so that the rain will not fall during the days of their prophesying, and they have power over the waters to turn them into blood and to strike the earth with every plague as often as they desire.
他们做完见证的时候，那从无底坑上来的兽必与他们交战，并且得胜，把他们杀了。
And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city which mystically is called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified.
从各族、各民、各族、各方、各国中，有人观看他们的尸首三天半，又不许把尸首放在坟墓里。
And those who dwell on earth will rejoice over them and celebrate, and they will send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth.
过了这三天半，有生气从神那里进入他们的里面，他们就站起来，看见他们的人甚是害怕。
And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, Come up here. Then they went up into heaven in the cloud, and their enemies watched them.
正在那时候，地大震动，城就倒塌了十分之一，因为地震而死的有7000人，其余的都恐惧，归荣耀给天上的神。第二战，第十四节，第二样灾祸过去，第三样灾祸快到了，下面就吹了第七号。
And so the second calamity came, and then the third calamity is about to come, and the next is the seventh trumpet.
为要了解这段圣经，我们必须要有旧约的背景。
In order to understand this passage we just read, we have to know the background from the Old Testament.
不然你读完都是似懂非懂，不知道他在讲什么。
Otherwise, you wouldn't be completely understand what they're talking about here.
在这一章圣经我们刚刚读的里头有两个重点。
So in the passage we just read, there are two important points.
一个是讲圣殿。
One is talking about the temple.
一个是讲两个见证人。
And second is the two witnesses.
对吧？这就是这刚刚我们读的这十四节圣经的两个内容。
So that's the contents of the passages we just read.
但是我们要懂他到底要告诉我们什么。
But in order to understand what they're trying to say,
那你就必须要知道旧约里面讲过什么。
You have to understand what was talked about in the Old Testament.
因为圣经是一体的。
For the Bible is a whole continual whole.
它是前后都是串在一起，有关系的。
And the past and the present are connected.
好，讲到圣殿。
So in terms of temple,
那我们知道。在旧约里头有圣殿。
And we do know that there is the temple in the Old Testament time.
第一个建殿的是谁？
Yeah, who's the first one who built a temple?
大卫的儿子所罗门。
That's King Solomon,
对吧？
The son of David.
他建了第一个殿。
He built the first temple.
然后过了差不多400多年。
And then 400 years later,
以色列人走迷了路，侍奉偶像去了。
And the Israelites were lost and they started serving idols.
那神就打发先知警告他们要悔改。
And so God sent forth prophets to warn them that they need to repent.
他们硬着心没有悔改。
But their hearts were hardened and they did not change.
所以神就把他们交给外邦人去管教。
And so God turned them over to the Gentiles to be disciplined.
第一个殿被谁毁掉？
So who destroyed the first temple?
Babylon.
destroyed by Babylon.
在那个殿被毁掉之后，犹太人就被掳到巴比伦去做了亡国奴了。
And so after that temple was destroyed, the people of Israel were brought to land Babylon to be used as slaves.
表面看起来神放弃了以色列人，表面看起来。
So on the surface, it seemed like God gave up on His people.
但是神的旨意不会因为以色列人不信神、离弃神就被打断了，不会的。
However, God would not go break His promise just because the Israelites did not believe in Him.
神还是要做他的工。
God will continue.
所以在那个时候，神预备两个他的仆人。
So at that time, He prepared two servants.
一个叫但以理，他就到皇宫里面去。
The first is Daniel. He went to the palace.
另一个叫做以西结，他就到了奴工营里头去。
And the second is Ezekiel. He went to the slave labor camps.
两个人的命运完全不一样。
So the two people's lives are completely different.
但以理去做了宰相。
Daniel went on to become the prime minister.
以西结就去做了苦力奴工啊。
And Ezekiel went to work as a slave worker.
但是地上的日子可以说有皇宫与奴隶的天地之差。
So from a worldly view, these two have just couldn't be further apart their lives.
但是神的旨意是要借着这两个人来向以色列人、向外邦人做见证。
It's God's will through these two people to have them as His witnesses.
所以在旧约里面，你可以读到两本书，一个叫但以理书，一个叫做以西结书。
And so that's why in the Old Testament you can read two books. One is called the Book of Daniel, the other one is Book of Ezekiel.
神还有重要的话对以色列人也好，对那些打败以色列的外邦人也好，神有话要说的。
God has words for His people as well as those people who had defeated the Israelites.
放在皇宫里的叫但以理，他做宰相的时候，他为神做见证。
And so the one who's in the palace, Daniel, he gave testimony on behalf of the Lord.
他宣告现在进入外邦人的时期了。
He proclaimed that now we enter into time of the Gentiles.
第一个异象就是一个大的像。
And the first vision he saw is that this big
statue.
This big statue.
金的头。
It's with a golden head.
银的胸。
Silver chest.
铜的腹。
A bronze stomach.
铁的腿。
And the metal legs.
然后半铁半泥的脚。跟十个脚趾。
And then the foot is half metal and half mud.
这个大
ten toes.
大象就预言到外邦人的历史是怎么样一回事。
And this great statue foretells the history of the Gentiles.
然后最后的结局有一块不是人手凿的石头从天上掉下来扎在这个脚上，这整个的象就变成一座大山。
And the ending comes when the big rock coming down from heaven and smashing the toe of the statue, and then the statue crumbles and becomes this great big mountain.
有一个新的国度开始。
And then a new kingdom starts.
这个是他看见的，但以理看见的这个异象，也是当时那个巴比伦皇看见的异象。
And so this is the vision that Daniel saw, and also the vision that the king of Babylon at the time saw.
那以色列人的历史结束了没有呢？
Now has the history of the Israelites ended right there?
没有结束。
It didn't.
神给但以理看另外一个异象。
God allowed Daniel to see another vision.
叫做七十个七的异象，在但以理书第九章。
So it's called the vision of the 77. It's in chapter 9 of Book of Daniel.
对，那么七十个七，你乘一乘是多少年？
So 77. So if you multiply that, how many years is that?
七七四十九，四百九十年。
So that is 490 years.
那这四百九十年，它分成三个段落，最后一个段落是跟你跟我有关系了。
So these 490 years is separated into three parts, and this last part has everything to do with you and I.
那在这个第二个段落里头，的结束是跟耶稣要来，要解决人类罪的问题，是在 第二个段落结束的时候应验。
And so the end of the second part of those 490 years come to reality, become reality when Jesus came onto earth to solve the problem with our sins.
对，那这个你必须再去但以理书去读的时候，你才知道他在讲什么了。
So you have to for know more, you have to read the book of Daniel.
但是你要把这一卷书拿到一个主题。
However, if you were to take understand the main point of this book,
主题是什么呢
？And that main point will be,
神在人的国中掌权。
And that main point is that God rules in among the kingdom of man.
对，虽然表面看起来以色列人亡国了，被掳到外邦人侍奉偶像的巴比伦那里去了。
So even though on the surface it seems like the Israelites lost their home and they were brought to be used as slaves in a land where they worship idols.
象征着神的家的那个圣殿，所罗门建的那个圣殿，现在也被巴比伦怎么样，拆了烧了。
And the temple that represents, symbolizes God, they were also destroyed by the Babylonians.
所以神就兴起了另外一个人，叫做以西结。
And so that's why God rose up another person called Ezekiel.
你如果去看以西结书的话，
if you read the book of Ezekiel,
你看到那本书，神就描述一段非常凄凉的历史。
And from that book, you can see that God describes a very, very desolate history.
那本书是讲神的荣耀。
In that book, it talked about the glory of God.
神的荣耀在以色列人中间显现在哪里？
And where is the glory of God revealed among the people?
在圣殿里面。
It was revealed through the temple.
他的神的荣耀，当以所罗门把那个殿建好的时候，充满在整个的殿里面，神的荣耀。
And so when King Solomon finished building the temple, the God filled it with His glory.
这是以色列人历史最高峰的时候，神与他的百姓同住。
So this was the peak of Israel history, for that's the time when God dwells with His.
那什么是以色列人历史的最黑暗的时代呢
？And on the other hand, when was the lowest time and darkest time in the history of Israelites?
就是他们亡国了。
Is when they lost their country.
他们的圣殿被烧掉了。
When their temple was destroyed.
被外邦人拆毁了。
And it was destroyed by the Gentiles.
好，在那一段凄凉的历史里头，以西结就看见这个异象。
And so during the sad and dark times, Ezekiel saw this vision.
他看见这个神的荣耀从这个殿一步一步的离开。
And he saw the glory of God.Leaving the temple one step at a time.
从圣殿出来
and left the temple outside, went to outside the temple.
到了圣殿山上
and then went on to the
又从山上依依不舍地升到天上去
and then from the mountain it rose up into the heaven.
这是以西结书的前半部
and so this is the first half part of the book of Ezekiel.
好，神继续说话
but God continued on to speak.
到了四十章。
And then in verse, in chapter 40,
那我们来打开看
and let's take a look.
四十章第一节
So, chapter 40, verse 1.
我要念四十章第一节我要念的是第一节到第就念六节吧
read six verses
好一样我跟我弟兄轮流读
starting from verse 1
我们被掳掠第二十五年耶路撒冷城被攻破后十四年正在年初月之初十日耶和华的灵降在我身上他把我带到以色列地
In the vision of God, he brought me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain, and on it, to the south, there was a structure like a city.
他带我到那里，见有一个人颜色如铜，手里拿着麻绳和量度的杆，站在门口。
The man said to me, Son of man, see with your eyes, hear with your ears, and give attention to all that I am going to show you, for you have been brought here in order to show it to you, declare to the house of Israel all that you see.
第五节，我见殿四围有墙，那人手里拿度量的杆，长六轴，每轴是一轴零一掌。他用杆量墙，厚一杆，高一杆。
Then he went to the gate which faces east, went up its steps, and measured the threshold of the gate, one rod in width, and the other threshold was one rod in width.
好，这里你看到度量那个圣城，圣殿。
And so here you can see that they're measuring the temple.
我们跳到四十三章。
Let's jump to chapter 43.
四十三章，我要先读头两节。
So we'll read the first two verses.
以后他带我到一座门，就是朝东的门，以色列神的荣光从东而来，他的声音如同多水的声音，地就因他的荣耀发光。
Then the first two verses. Then he led me to the gate facing towards east. And behold, the glory of God of Israel was coming from the way of the east. And his voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory.
第六，第七。
And verse 6 and 7.
我听见有一位从殿中对我说话，有一人站在我旁边，他对我说，人子啊，这是我宝座之地，是我脚掌所踏之地，我要在这里住，在以色列人中，直到永远。以色列家和他们的君王必不再玷污我的圣名，就是行邪淫，在锡安的高处葬埋他们君王的尸首。好，
6 and 7. Then I heard one speaking to me from the house while a man was standing beside me. He said to me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell among the sons of Israel forever. And the house of Israel will not again defile my holy name, neither they nor their kings, by the harlotry and by the corpses of their kings when they die.
这里我要让大家看，神的荣耀本来离开了，现在开始回来了。
Yeah, I want you to pay attention that the glory of God originally left, now it returns.
那这是好消息，对吧？
So、
本来神的荣耀离开了，他们被掳了，现在又在一个异象里头，神告诉他们有一天他会回来的。
So that's good news because originally God's glory left, and so they were enslaved, and now in a vision he saw that the glory has returned.
回来到哪里？
So where has it returned to?
到一个殿。
It returned to a temple.
但是当时有殿吗？
ButIs there a temple at the time? Was there a temple?
No.
There wasn't.
烧掉
了。It was destroyed. It was burned down.
对吧？但是他在从这个四十章以后，你一路读下来，他很仔细的说到有一个殿，它的尺寸，它的规格是怎么样，清清楚楚，好像一张图一样，把它描述出来。
If you read from chapter 40 and on, it clearly in great detail describes a temple.
然后他做一个很重要的宣告，他说。为什么？因为这里是我的什么宝座，我要住在这里，与以色列人永远同在。
And when asked why, then he made a quick proclamation. He says that, for this is the place of my throne, and where I will dwell among the sons of Israel forever.
所以这是整个以西结书讲到神荣耀的时候，他跟他的宝座连在一起了。
So this is throughout the entire book of Ezekiel, this is where God and he and his throne is united.
神要借着以西结告诉以色列人，我为什么离开你们。
So through the book of Ezekiel, God tells his people why he left.
我为什么让外邦人来把这个整个的圣殿拆掉？
And why he allowed the Gentiles to come and destroy the entire temple.
本来应该到此好像就完了，这是一个悲剧，结束了。
Well, so to others, it may seem that's it, that's the ending. It seems like a very sad ending.
但是神的旨意不会因为人的不信，人的违背神而打岔。
However, the promise of God will not go away just because somebody because man's unbelief and his rebellion.
神的旨意必须实现。
For the will of God must come.
所以借着这个意象，来向以色列人，也向全世界的人宣告，他的宝座要在这里。
So through the Israelites and through the people of this world, he proclaims that his throne shall be established here.
当然，这个殿，严格的你去看，它是指千禧年的殿。
So this temple, strictly speaking, is referring to the temple of 1,000 years.
我们读旧约的历史，你知道，他们到王国到巴比伦。多少年后又回来重建家园
？So when we read history, how many years after they were enslaved in the land of Babylon did they return back to their own home country?
七十年。
So it's 70 years later.
他们到以色列到巴比伦做奴隶做了七十年以后，有一批人回来重建家园，重建圣殿。
So after 70 years after they were enslaved, they left that land to return to their own land from which they came from to rebuild the temple.
那是所罗巴伯的年代。
So that's the era of
Zerubbabel. 但是到了主耶稣来的时候，就是那个重建的第二个殿。
So when the time that Jesus came, that's the second temple.
但是以色列人并没有接受耶稣悔改，没有。
But however, the Israelites did not accept Jesus, and they did not repent.
弃绝耶稣，把他钉上十字架。
And they did not listen to him. They turned away from him, and instead they nailed him upon the cross.
所以主就说了一个预言。
So our Lord prophesied.
他们以那个第二个殿为荣耀的。
So the second temple for which they feel so proud of.
但是耶稣说一个什么预言？
Jesus proclaimed this, prophesied this.
将来有一天，没有一块石头留在石头上。
There will come a day when not one stone will be left on top of.
换言之，他预告这第二个殿还是要怎么样，被拆掉的。
In other words, he proclaims that this second temple will again be destroyed.
为什么？难道神很喜欢拆殿吗？
Why is it? Is it because God just loves taking down temples?
神不是他喜欢拆殿，他不得不拆殿。
It's not because God loves to take down temples, but it's because he had to.
是以色列人背弃神。
It is because the Israelites rebel against, that they have forsaken God.
他们喜犹太人喜不喜欢这个殿？喜欢。
Does the Israelites love this temple? Of course.
但是这个殿却在耶稣的眼中说，你们把神的家变成贼窝了。
But however, to Jesus said that you have turned the house of God into a den of robbers.
也就告诉我们，人喜欢宗教。
And also tells us that man loves religion.
喜欢那个气氛、那个传统、那个礼节，但是里面的灵没有人要。
In other words, that means that they love the atmosphere, the tradition, and everything, all those outwardly things, but they do not want the spiritual part of it.
神说如果没有那个灵，我宁可不要这个殿。
And so God said that if it does not contain the spirit, then I'd rather not have that temple.
懂吗？这就是拆掉两个殿被拆掉两次的原因。
And that is the reason why the temple were torn down twice.
如果你们只要那个殿，却不要殿里面真正的那个神，你把它当偶像来拜。我不要。
So basically, he's saying that if you only love that temple for what it is and not the God that dwells in it, and you only worship the outward thing as an idol, God said, I'd rather not have it.
人要的神不是真神，人要的神是偶像的、偶像化的神。
The God that people want is not the true God, but the idolized God.
那不是神真正要的敬拜。
That is not the worship that God wants.
所以犹太人跟神玩的游戏，每次都是不欢而散。
So this game that the Israelites like to play with God all ended up with neither party being happy.
他们的命运是坎坷，是可怕的。
And their lives were full of these great difficulties, and it's very frightening.
但是神的旨意说，我的宝座要设立在这里，没有人可以把它改变。
However, God said that my will for my throne shall be established here, and no one can change that.
所以以西结所看的这个意象，就是神说，我还是会回来，我还要在这里建一个殿。
And so the vision that Ezekiel saw is basically God saying that I will come back again and I will build a temple there.
听懂了哈?
You understand?
虽然你不见得读过以西结书，我把以西结书的神髓指给你们看。
So even though you might not have read the book of Ezekiel, but I have pointed out the essence of the book.
好，那么现在就是说，这个第三个殿什么时候要发生？
And so now we come to take a look at when will this third temple be built?
好，那你就要去看几处其他的圣经。
And so now we need to take a look at other part in the Bible.
我刚刚说到但以理书的第九章。
So I was talking about the book of Daniel, chapter 9.
你需要打开来看一下。
So let's turn to that.
但以理书的第九章讲到七十个七的时候。
And when you talk about the 77s.
好，请你打开第九章，我要讲的是最后一个七。
So, when you turn to chapter 9, I will talk about the last seven.
那是在第九章的第二十七节。
And it is in verse 27 of chapter 9.
对，但以理书第九章二十七节。
Book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 27.
找到我们一起念好吗?
Let's read together when you find.
一期之内，他必与许多人坚定盟约。一期之半，他必使祭祀与贡献止息。那行毁坏可憎的，如飞而来，并且有愤怒，请在那行毁坏可憎身上，直到锁定的结局。所以在这一段话里面讲到最后一个七年。
So here we talk about the last 7 years.
这最后的七年分成两个阶段。
And so there are two stages to this last 7 years.
头三年半跟后三年半。
The first 3.5 years and the second 3.5 years.
头三年半的特点是有一个人，他要与许多的人坚定盟约，这是头三年半的重点。
So the first point of the first half a year is that there will be a man who will make a firm covenant with the many of the, for 1 week.
对，那么后三年半呢？
But then the second part of the three half years.
这个人必使祭祀与贡献止息，这个人叫做行毁坏可憎的。
But in the middle of the week, he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering, and on the wings of abomination will come one who makes desolate.
但以理就讲这么多。
That's all Daniel said.
你读完，懂了没有？
Do you understand this after you read this?
似懂，非懂。不知道他在讲什么。
And have not understand.
但是你要知道，他在这里说，后面这个三年半的时候，他这个人要使祭祀、贡献、止息。
But to understand this, here it says that this person, in the second part of the second 3.5 years, he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering.
犹太人什么地方可以献祭？
So for Israelites, where do they go to make offerings?
是不是到处都可以?
Is it they could do this everywhere they want? Anywhere they want?
地球上只有一个地方可以。
There is only one place on earth where they could do make their offerings.
圣殿前面的祭坛。
And that is the place of the altar of offering in front of the temple.
自从耶稣预言那个第二个殿什么时候哪一年被拆掉的。
And from the time when Jesus prophesied when when the second temple will be destroyed.
主后七十年，对不对？
It's 70 years after Jesus.
耶稣讲这个话的时候大概是主后三十年左右。
And so when Jesus spoke those words, it's about 30 years AD.
四十年后就应验了。
And then 40 years later, this has become reality.
罗马的王子提多带了部队来毁掉以色列，毁掉耶路撒冷，把圣殿又拆了又烧了。
So the second time the Roman army came to destroy the city of Jerusalem.
所以我在讲这个启示录的时候，我说他在巴马海岛看到有这个第一个异象，七个金灯台。我说那个时候他在哪里？不在圣殿里，圣殿已经没有。
And so that's why when I was sharing about John when he was on the island of Patmos and when he started seeing this vision and saw the seven golden lampstands, I asked where did he see this? Because at that time, the temple does not exist anymore.
So 一直到今天，你去耶路撒冷，我们九月有一批弟兄姊妹已经去了，看见圣殿没有？
So, until this day, when you go to Jerusalem, we have a brother and sister who went there in September. Where's the temple? Was there a temple?
你如果看到那是清真寺，不是圣经讲的圣殿。
What you saw are the synagogues. They're not the not the temple.
那个上面有两个阿拉伯人的圣殿，一个是金顶，一个是银顶的。
So actually the temple that they're still standing are all Muslim temples. One with a golden cover, the other one has a silver color.
Gold dome,
like a silver dome and a golden dome.
到今天还是这个样子。
And it's still the same till today.
所以第三个殿到今天都没有。
So the third temple doesn't exist yet.
但是你如果在耶路撒冷你去考证，他们有一批人专门搞圣殿的，有一批人已经花了多少年把这些第三个殿要用的所有器皿通通做好了，你上网就可以查，他们都告诉你这个 institute 在做什么。
So actually there's this institute today in Israel, in Jerusalem, that their whole purpose is to dedicate to gathering of the materials to build this third temple. They have everything ready. If you go online, you can actually find it.
现在只要有命令一下可以建，他们马上通通建了。
So all they need is just an order to build, and they could start building the third temple.
但是能建吗？
However, can they do this?
在目前来讲还不可以。
At least
因为他们连上这个平台都不能去啊。
For they can't even go onto that platform on which they were supposed to build the temple.
犹太人只能在东墙，所谓哭墙，在那里每天祷告而已啊。
So the Israelites can only go to the east wall, otherwise known as the wailing wall, to pray.
上面是回教的天下，不是他们犹太教的，没份儿，没门儿。
Beyond that is the, in the realm of the control by the Muslims.
但是圣经说有一天会建的。
However, the Bible says one day that temple will be built.
那所以，第一，这批犹太人引颈以盼，赶快建殿。为什么？很简单，他们不建殿，不能献祭，不能献祭，罪就不能赦免。
So that's why this group of Israelites, they were just waiting to jump in, to start building a temple. And the reason why that is, if they do not build a temple, then they don't have the altar to offer their sacrifices. And if they don't have that altar, they cannot, their sins would not be absolved.
对于一个犹太教的正统的犹太教来讲，建殿是必须的。
So to an Orthodox Jew, the building of the temple is a must.
所以他们就是所谓复国以后。这一批 Orthodox 的 Jew， 他们就在那里日以继夜的准备什么？建殿。
So ever since the rebuild of the nation of Israel, this group of Orthodox Jews, they were just waiting and waiting for that opportunity to build the temple.
这是关乎他们灵魂得救的问题。
Because this is a matter regarding the salvation of their soul.
对我们老中来讲，你建不建跟我们没有任何关系。
So to us, it's like, that doesn't matter whether you build it or not.
但是以神的预言来讲，有绝对的关系。
However, from the point of the prophecy of God, this is absolutely important.
好，你在这一句话里头，但以理书这个最后一个七的时候，他只是隐隐约的告诉你，将来有一个人他要来，这个人叫做行毁坏可憎的，他一期之内要与许多的国立盟约，一期之半他要停止这个祭祀献祭。
And so now comes in the book of Daniel, the last verse of chapter 9, he hinted at this, there comes this person who will make firm covenant with the many for 1 week, and then in the middle of the week he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering, and on the wings of abominations will come one who makes desolate.
新约有没有可以帮助我们理解这句话的意思？
So is there something in the New Testament that could help us to understand what Daniel is referring to?
有，帖撒罗尼迦后书二章。
There sure is. It's in 2 Thessalonians.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章的三节四节告诉我们。
So in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 through 4, Paul tells us this.
对，我们要理解三四节，我们干脆从第一节念过来，念这四节啊。
So in order for us to understand, we might as well read from the beginning.
对。
So from starting from the verse 1.
我跟我弟兄轮流来念。
So we will alternate reading the verses.
对，帖撒罗尼迦后书
So a second Thessalonian
后书第二章，我们从第一节念到第四节。
And we'll read from verse 1-4.
弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集。
That you not be quickly shake from your composure or be disturbed either by a spirit or a message or a letter as if from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come.
你注意他这句话什么意思？
So pay attention to what he's talking about here.
关于主耶稣要来的是第二次来的是
Regarding our Lord Jesus' second coming,
会非常的迷惑人。
It will be a time where a lot of people will be confused.
有灵，有言语，有冒我名的书信，说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，不要惊慌。这个事情会很多有假冒。
So there will be many of these fake messages come in many forms by a spirit or by a message or a letter that will come, and these are all fake.
好，第三句
，in verse 3,
人不拘用什么法子。你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前，第一，必有离道反教的事；第二，有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子，显露出来。第四节。
In verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God.Displaying himself as being God.
哦，这里保罗告诉我们一个很重要的信息。
Here Paul tells us this very important message.
耶稣要回来第二次。
So when Jesus returned for the second time,
有很多的谣言。
There are many, many lies.
很多的假先知要说
rumors,
这个说那个。
And fake, false prophets.
很多人就被骗了。
And so there are many people who are being
misled. 但保罗提醒基督徒，你们不要被骗。
But however, Paul reminds, warns his disciples, do not be misled.
耶稣要来，这是千真万确的事。
Yes, it is true that Jesus will come again.
但是有两件事情必须先发生。
But however, two things must happen before his second coming.
哪两件？
Which two things?
第一，离道反教的事。
And first is that there will be,
Apostasy
come first.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
离道反教的事就是本来是讲真理的。
So apostasy means that what originally is supposed to be about preaching truth.
但是有一天变了。
One day all of a sudden it changed.
他把所有的真理统统推翻，他讲另外一个东西是跟真理完全背道而驰的。
And they will overthrow all the truth and start talking about something that's completely false.
比如说
For example,
圣经说神造男造女。
For example, in the Bible, it says God created man and woman.
成为夫妻，生养众多，遍满地。
They become the husband and wife, and they bear many children.
今天从六月二十八号起
，However, today, from ever since June 28th,
男男可以结婚，女女也可以结婚。
Man can marry to another man. Woman can marry another woman.
这叫离道反教的事。
So this is called apostasy.
懂吗？以前没有这么干的，现在公开这么干了，是从高等法院宣布的。
And it didn't happen before, but today it became reality, and this started from the Supreme Court.
美国的总统说，这是我们美国最荣耀的一天。
And even the President of the United States says this is the most glorious day of our nation.
所以离道反教就是指这一类的事情。
So apostasy refers to these kind of things.
然后第二
，the second，
他说有大罪人。就是沉沦之子，他要显露出来。
And the man of lawlessness is revealed.
他疯狂到什么地步
？And he's so lawless to a point where
他抵挡主，高抬自己。
And to a point where he exalted himself.
多高？超过一切所谓有神明的人，对不对
？He exalted himself above every so-called god or object of worship.
然后他要受人的敬拜。
And then he will receive worship from the people.
怎么受人的敬拜
？And how does he receive worship?
他要坐在神的殿里，自称自己是神。
He shall take his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God.
你把但以理书跟这里加在一起来看。
So if you combine this what we just read with the book of Daniel,
你可以得到一个什么印象
？And you have this vision in your head.
现在办得到吗？现在
？At this time, is it possible?
啊，办不到。为什么？
It's not possible yet because the temple has not been built yet.
这一件事情要应验，必须要有个殿。
So in order for this to become reality, the temple must exist first.
殿要有,
so,
他才能够进去。
So we have to have the temple first, then this person can go into it.
按照但以理书讲, 他先是说可以敬拜神, 但是后来他说, 不不不, 那个太麻烦, 我就是神, 你们拜我就可以了。
So according to the book of Daniel, this person will first say, yes, you could worship God, but then he said, no, this, no, let's stop doing that. I am God, come and worship me.
对不对? 他把那个犹太人本来要在圣殿献祭, 献礼物的, 这件事停了, 下令不准了, 然后他自己进殿, 说你们向我, 拜我就可以了。
And so at the time of the Israelite were originally supposed to offer their offerings on the altar, but then he stopped all that practice and told them to just directly worship him.
主耶稣有没有提到这个件事?
Lord Jesus mentioned something like this.
有没有, 主耶稣有没有讲过?
Has he mentioned anything like this?
有,
yes,
马太24章,
in Matthew 24.
对, 耶稣自己亲口讲过的,
Lord Jesus himself said this.
24章15节,
Matthew 24:15.
你们看见先知但以理所说的那行毁坏可憎的干嘛站在圣地括号读这经的人需要会意。Verse 15.
Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place in parentheses, let the reader understand.
所以, understand 了没有?
So do you understand?
Huh?
Do you understand?
还在猛查查, 你要醒一醒哦。
Or if you're still confused, you need to wake up.
耶稣说, 读这经的人需要会意。会意的举手,
Jesus said that let the reader understand.
我的天啊,
so if you understand, please raise your hand.
真的不懂啊。
Is for real, you really don't understand?
耶稣提到这个人,
so Jesus mentioned this person.
他一定要出现的,
he will appear.
他要站在圣地啊,
that he will stand in the holy
place. 保罗告诉我, 他要坐在殿里面啊,
and Paul tells us that he will sit in,
他要自称为神啊,
in the temple. And he will proclaim himself God.
然后主耶稣说, 赶快跑啊,
and then Jesus said, run.
这是耶稣, 你往下读, 他就讲得很清楚。
So if you continue on reading, that's what this one is saying.
灾难到了,
why did Jesus say you shall run and escape? And because the calamity has come, disaster has come.
Catastrophe.
Catastrophe has come.
对对对,这不是小灾难, 这是catastrophe,大灾难了。
This is a big deal.
所以这是, 旧约新约很清楚地告诉基督徒, 小心啊,
and so this is what the Old Testament and the New Testament clearly tells Christians to be careful.
那么现在在这个, 今天我们要讲的信息里头, 第11章, 到底讲到这个殿, 有什么, 对我们有什么意义?
And so now let's return back to chapter 11, book of Revelation chapter 11. In terms of this temple, what's meaning for us today?
他讲, 神天使给他一个杖,
and so it says
度量的杖,
and it says that the angel gave him a rod, to a measuring rod.
第一节他说, 有话说起来, 将神的殿和祭坛, 并在殿中礼拜的人都量一量。
It says, get up and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship in it.
Measure 就是量一量。
It says measure.
这件事 在以西结的时候已经干过了。
And so this has already been done in the book of Ezekiel.
那是在犹太人第一次被掳的时候, 神在异象中告诉以西结, 你拿一个尾子去量一量。
And so this happens during the first time when the Israelites were enslaved, God told Ezekiel to take a measuring rod and to measure what he sees.
现在到了约翰见到异象的时候，又讲到圣殿，你要去量一量，把殿要量一量，礼拜的人也要量一量。
And now comes to the vision that John sees, and again he's told to measure what he sees, measure the, not only the temple, but also the people who are in it.
所以这个量一量一定有它的讲究，不然不需要讲了又讲，对不对？
So there has to be something important about this measuring, otherwise why would God mention it again and again?
那什么意思?
What does it mean?
所以你就必须到圣经里面去找这个量一量什么意思。
So you have to go into the Bible to look up the passage where it describes the meaning of measuring. What does it mean to measure?
你看，44:23.
If you look at
就是还是以西结
Ezekiel chapter 44:44.
我先读这一节，然后我要用其他的节来解释这句话什么意思。
So I will first read from this verse, and then I'll use other verses to explain what this verse means.
这是祭司的责任。
So this is regarding the responsibility of
44:23, 他说，你要使我的民知道圣俗的分别，又使他们分辨洁净和不洁净的。
So Ezekiel chapter 44:23 says,Moreover, they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean.
好，神在这里非常强调两个点。
So here God emphasizes two points.
圣与俗
Holy and profane.
洁净与不洁净，对吧？
Clean and unclean.
往前走。
And you move forward.
22:26.
Going backwards, so chapter 22:26. God explains why he allowed why he torn down the temple and allowed his people to be enslaved.
22:26, 其中的祭司强劫我的律法，亵渎我的圣物，不分别圣的和俗的，也不使人分辨洁净的和不洁净的，又遮掩不顾我的安息日，我也在他们中间被亵慢。
Verse 26, For priests have done violence to my law and have profaned my holy things. They have made no distinction between the holy and the profane, and they have not taught the difference between the unclean and the clean, and they hide their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them.
神对于他的以色列人是非常的要求，严格的要求，你们跟世俗的人要怎么样？分别为圣。
And God has this very strict requirement for His people to be holy compared to the people of the world.
以前他们住在埃及，跟埃及人就混居的。
And so when the people were back in day were living in Egypt, they lived among the Egyptians.
后来借着摩西，神把他们从埃及带出来。
And for Moses, God led them out of Egypt.
神要他们做一个圣洁的国度，跟埃及一刀两断。用红海分开作为界限。
And God wants them to be a kingdom, a holy kingdom, to be completely separate from Egypt, and so that He used the Red Sea to make that division.
神要把他们分别为圣。
So God wants to separate them out as holy and sanctified.
跟偶像断绝，跟埃及的罪恶断绝。
To be completely cut off.From the worshiping of idols and worship and the sins of Egypt.
连他们的食物，神都有规定，什么可以吃，什么不可以吃。
And even the food, God has guidelines for what they could eat and what they can't eat.
圣俗洁净不洁净，在旧约是非常清楚的。
So in the Old Testament, what's holy, what's profane, what's clean and what's unclean is very clear.
但是他们一去拜偶像。
But yet they continue to go and worship idols.
就把圣俗混杂了，洁净不洁净也混杂了，通通没有分别的。
And because of that, they have blurred what's holy and profane, what's clean and unclean.
那神为什么要求他们分别为圣？
And so why does God require them to be holy separate?
因为神说我是什么？圣。
And,
我是圣洁的，你们要跟我在一起，你们要分别为圣。
And for this, there's one reason, and one reason is because God Himself, He said He is holy, And so therefore, in order for the people to be with him, they had to be a holy.
世界那个大杂烩的污秽的东西，那个世界的那个大染缸，以前你们跟那个是有份的，现在不可以有份。
And so basically he's saying that you used to be have a part with this rest of the world that's all twisted and perverted, but you need to be separate out.
所以在整个以西结书，神让在那个前半章，神解释为什么神把殿都拆了，就是因为他们这个圣俗洁净不洁净，通通混在一起。
And so in the first half of the book of Ezekiel, God explains why he torn down the temple. It's because the people had made the unclean and clean become blurred, and what's holy and what's profane blurred.
好，四十章起，神又有一个新的殿开始。
And then starting from verse 40, marks the beginning of the new temple.
好，请你最后打开四十二章二十节。
Let's turn to chapter 42 and verse 20.
四十二章二十节，他说：“他量四面四围有墙，长五百轴，宽五百轴，要为要干嘛？分别圣地与俗地。”
So, chapter 42, verse 20, the last verse. He measured it on the four sides. It had a wall all around, the length of 500 and the width 500.To divide between the holy and the profane.
时间的缘故，我就不念，你们还可以再去翻四十八章的十五节，同样的理由。
Due to time issue, I won't go into, but you can look at chapter 48, verse 15.
对，四十八章十五节也是讲同样的原则。
So it talks about the same principle.
所以你把以西结书的信息。这些章节放在一起来看。
So if you take all these messages from the book of Ezekiel and look at them together.
神为什么要以西结去量圣殿也好，那个圣地也好，都要去量，什么意思？
So why does God want Ezekiel to measure, well, whether it's the temple or the holy land? What's the meaning behind all these measuring?
他要把圣的与俗的给我怎么样分开？
And the purpose is to divide between the holy and the profane.
神有他的范围。
So God has his area.
这个范围内是属于我的。
And he has his domain, and within which it belongs to him.
所以你刚刚去读十一启示录十一章的时候
，So if you read chapter 11 of book of Revelation,
他叫约翰去量
，He asked John to measure.
他讲的话是有范围的
，So there's a domain to what he said.
你注意他在量的时候，在第二节
，So pay attention when you talk about the measuring, the act of measuring.
It's
verse 2. It says, "What is he measuring?"
啊
，What's he measuring?
在殿内
So he asked him to measure what's inside the temple.
对，第二节只是殿外的院子要留下不用量，为什么呢？因为这是给了外邦人，他们要践踏圣城四十二个月。
And then the second verse is interesting. It says, leave out the court which is outside the temple and do not measure it.For it has been given to the nations, and they will tread underfoot the holy city for 42 months.
所以你就看出来量与不量什么意思。
So you can tell, from this you can tell the difference between what's being measured and what's not measured.
凡是神量过的。
So everything that God had measured,
都怎么样？属于神的。
It all belongs to God.
凡是神没有量的。
And anything that God did not measure,
都是属于什么？
It all belongs to
世界的。撒旦
to the world to Satan,
懂吗
？Understand?
所以你不但看见圣殿量过了，还有呢，人也要量过的。
So from this you can see not only is the temple being measured, but also the people inside are measured as well.
所以第一个概念，神要把属于他的人与地全部怎么样分别为圣。
So first concept from this is that everything that belongs to God, the temple, and then the people as well.So he shall separate them out as holy.
我不知道基督徒，你有没有分别为圣
？I don't know. As Christians, are separate and holy?
你的生活里头有什么东西是完全归给神的
？So in your life, is there something that you completely give to offer up to God?
那这个标准是什么？你量总要有一个尺度，有一个标准呢，对不对
？So what is the standard by which this is measured from? You when you measure something, you have to have a standard.
在当时是讲到一个。 轴，一个叫这边中文翻译杖，其实是一个 wheel， 它是一个杖，那个杖的长短是一轴加一个掌，就是它的那个标 measurement。
So the measuring stick they use is a rod, basically which is one length of the forearm plus the hand.
你到了新天新地还要量的。
So even the new heaven and new earth still need to be measured.
你到了新天新地，二十一章的时候
，So you look at chapter 21, the book of Revelation.
对不对？这个新耶路撒冷也要量的嘛，十六节，二十一章的十六节又在量啊。
Verse 16 is also again talk about measurements，
对吧
？Chapter 21,
他说新耶路撒冷这个纬子量那个城是长宽高都是四千里。
So it says the width and the length is fifteen hundred miles.
Miles， 这他是用现代语言讲是 1500英里，
so、
但是当时哪里有英里？主耶稣在的时候，那个不是英里，那是这个中文圣经翻译是四千里，那是中国是四千里。但是你要注意看，他下面讲，他讲又量了城墙，是按着什么人的尺寸？就是天尺的尺寸，一共那个城墙是144轴。
And so and then in verse 17 it says as he measured its walls 72 yards according to human measurements, which are also angelic measurements.
所以他讲说 human measurements 按照人的尺寸。
So pay attention to say human measurements.
那什么是这个 human measurement？
So what is human measurement?
那你需要读以弗所书四章十三节。
And you need to read Ephesians chapter
四章十三节在这里。
Chapter 13。
这里保罗说，我们基督徒有个目标的。
And so here Paul says that as Christians we have this goal.
我们要成长到那个标准。
And we need to mature to that standard, to that goal.
四章十三节说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。下面一起念，满有基督长成的身量。注意英文怎么翻译
？Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13 says, Paul says, until we all attain to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to pay attention to the measure of the stature.Which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
So, measure 是什么？
So, what is that measure?
啊？
What is that measure?
这个量我们身高的这个尺是 measure of Christ.
So the ruler, if you will, to use to measure us with is the measure is the fullness of Christ.
当我们生下来的时候，我们是个属灵婴孩，我们是个 baby.
So when we're first born, we are a spiritual infant, basically.
Baby 可以结婚吗？
So can baby be married?
当然要等啊，让它长啊。
No, you need to wait until
长到什么时候可以结婚了？
When can it be married?
就是长大成人就可以结婚了，对不对？
So it can get married when it's grown and.
那么什么是在神眼中长大成人？什么时候才达到那个？身量呢？
So when does one become mature in the eye of God?
啊，长成基督的 measure 就可以了。
So you arrive when the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. So we have measure up to that.
所以我们常常唱诗说：“主啊，快回来！”主就要跟我们说什么
？So when we were still singing Maranatha,、
啊、
God,
我说：“主啊，快回来，快回来！”主说：“
come back soon.
长大没有啊
？”The Lord will ask us, "Have you matured yet?"
到底是谁等谁啊
？So who is waiting for who？
搞清楚没有？
So,
好像是我们在等主，其实严格的说是他在等我们。
So it seems like we are waiting for the Lord, but in fact, strictly speaking, God is the one who's waiting for us to mature.
他要娶新娘，新娘还都是小 baby 啊，怎么办啊
？So his bride is still all babies. What can you do?
所以这里讲的。衡量衡量什么意思
？So that's why I keep on saying measure, measure. What does it mean?
就是要让我们每一个被他宝血拯救的人，从婴孩要长成 基督的身量。
So basically what that's saying that for every person that is saved by him, that he is waiting for us to grow from babies unto the stature of that's measured up to the fullness of Christ.
一个人来讲是一个基督的身量，这是最起码的。
So on a personal scale, that means that you need to grow to the stature of Christ.
而他要给我们看见，他要得到一个家，一个圣殿。
And also in addition, he will receive
那就是许多活石被建造起来的。
And this temple is built by many living stones.
对吧？不是一个石头。
It's not just one stone.
是很多很多的这些切好的石头把它砌起来的嘛，对不对？
So it's made of all these pre-cut stones, and that's what the temple is built out of.
这是彼得告诉我们的，我们这都是活石被建造成为。灵宫嘛，
and that's what Peter told us, that we are all living stones built into this temple.
好，所以你可以看到神的心目中有两个殿。
So from this you can see that in God's heart there are these two temples.
一个是物质的，
one is a physical one.
一个是灵宫，
one the other one is the one in spirit.
听懂的举手。
And if you understand this, raise your hand.
我的妈呀，今天我完蛋了。
So it doesn't seem to be that many.
神的心目中有两个殿。
So in the heart of God, there are two temples.
十一章所讲的殿是一个物质的殿。
In chapter 11, they talk about the physical temple.
要建立在哪里？
And it will be built where?
耶路撒冷圣殿山上。
It will be built in Jerusalem in the holy mountain.
那是第三个殿。
And so that's the third temple.
那是给谁的？
And who is it for?
以色列人。
It's for the Israelites.
Okay, 你到第七章的时候，他不是分别了有144,000的十二个支派的人吗？
So if you go to chapter 7, he's talking about the
144,000
144,000,
对吧？一个支派有20,000嘛。
So there are 20,000 from each tribe,
对吧？这样144,000，他们在这个国度的时候，就是千禧年的时候，就是在这个殿里面侍奉神嘛。
And so those people will be serving God when during the thousand year celebration.
可是开始的时候，有四十二个月，有1260天是要被外邦人践踏，这是一个预言。
However, it's prophesied that before that there will be a time of 42 months in which the holy city will be trampled by the nation of the world.
那是谁的日子？
So whose days is that?
那个行毁坏可憎的那个家伙，他要在那里为非作歹，自称为神。
So it's the day of the one who brought about desolation and the one who sits upon the throne and claims himself to be God. That's his day during those 42 months.
然后那个时候有两个见证人来为耶稣做见证。
And so at that time there will be two witnesses giving testimony on behalf of.Lord Jesus.
他们这两个人有两个本事。
And so these two people have these two skills.
他可以叫天闭塞不下雨。
And they could cause the sky not to have rain, not to fall down rain.
对不对？叫水变成血。
And turn water into blood.
然后用各种灾殃攻击世界。
And they will bring about many calamities to attacking this earth, to this world.
然后谁来把他干掉？这两个人。
And then who will come to destroy them?
那个兽就是那个行毁坏可憎的。
And the beast, and in other words,
他把这两个见证人杀了。
So the beast will kill these two.
全世界放炮庆祝。
And then the whole world will be overjoyed.
对不对？因为这个两个人让他们当时受了很多很多在地上不要神的人受了很多很多的苦啊。
And for these two people, caused great many pains to and suffering to the people who are non-believers.
所以他们两个人尸体在耶路撒冷放了3.5天。
And so that's why the corpses of these two lay on display for 3.5 days.
你说你怎么知道？你怎么知道是耶路撒冷
？So you may ask, how do I know that it's Jerusalem?
圣经说的嘛， because 是他们的主钉十字架的地方。
Because it clearly says in the Bible, because that's the city in which that their Lord would nail on the cross.
请问耶稣钉在哪里？
So may I ask, where was Jesus nailed on the cross?
耶路撒冷啊，城门外啊，对不
对？ Outside the gates.
所以这里就讲到这两个人也是在那里被杀的。
And so this tells us that's the same place where these two will be killed.
所以这两个人一死，全世界都在放假。 送礼物。
And so when these two died, the whole entire world burst into celebration and giving each other gifts.
但是三天半之后，这两个人复活。
However, 3.5 days later, these two were resurrected.
然后叫他们升天去，全地上的人都看见。
And they ascended into heaven, and it was witnessed by everyone on earth.
这两个人是谁？很多人都在猜。
So many people are guessing who are these two people.
那有两个说法。
There are two camps.
因为在旧约里有两个人没有死。
Because in the Old Testament time, there are two people who didn't die.
啊，一个是以利亚。
One is Elijah.
对吧？一个呢？以诺。
And then the other one is
Enoch. 所以他们回来做见证。
And so they believe, some people believe these are the two who returned.
然后被杀，所以人人都有一死。
And so they were killed. So in other words, everyone must die sometime in their life.
然后他们复活。
But then they're resurrected.
这是一个解法。
So that's one interpretation.
还有一个解法，凭着他们的恩赐，一个是叫天闭塞不下雨，又有一个人叫水变雪。那一个人是以利亚，可以叫天不下雨。另外一个人是摩西，叫水变雪。
And there's another interpretation based on the skills or the gifts of these two witnesses. One is that causes the sky not to rain, so this is Elijah. The other one that's able to turn water into blood, they think that's Moses.
圣经没有明讲，我们只能猜而已。
So the Bible didn't go into more detail about this, so all we could do is just guess.
但是到时候我们都知道。
However, we will see. We will know the truth when the time comes.
所以这个是第十一章所要告诉我们的。
So this is what chapter 11 tells us.
那这都是发生在第六号的时候要发生的。
So all this happened at the sixth trumpet.
那我要考一考。
Let me ask you this.
第六号还发生过什么事？
What else happened during the sixth trumpet?
那你要到第九章去看。
Then you need to go to chapter 9.
对吧？第九章讲到第六号吹了。
So chapter 9 talked about this when the sixth trumpet sounded.
那他就讲到中文圣经有一个版本翻译成伯大拉河那里有四个使者要放。
And then in chapter 9 it talked about the
在第十四节。
In verse 14 it says that there will be there are four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates.
啊，英文圣经翻译就不是中文圣经讲的伯大拉河，是讲的幼发拉底河。
So here there's a difference between the names of the river in which this happened between the Chinese and the English.
对，那么你去翻后面，因为这是在第十一章讲第一次。第六号要发生的事，他还要再讲的时候，你就去看第十几，就是后面我看是这样，第几章？就是那个第。讲到有两亿的兵马兵啊，就是第九章十六节，对不对
？So chapter 9 verse 16。
对，马军两亿嘛，2万万，
so,
两亿。
Their horsemen was 200 million。
对，所以有你去看参考书，有的西方的解经家就说这么大的部队大概只有中华人民共和国有吧。
So in some reference books we read that in order to raise such a large army probably only exists in China.
有西方的解经家是解释这个两亿的兵马是从中国来的，因为只有他们才有。
So, there are some people, historians believe that this is the army this large could only have come from China.
这个解经是错的。
That's actually wrong interpretation.
中国对以色列没有这么大的兴趣，要派两亿的部队去把它打下来。
China have no such interest in Jerusalem to a point where it will send two hundred million man strong army to take it.
谁对耶路撒冷有兴趣要打，要把它消灭
？So who is interested in Jerusalem to a point that they want to destroy it？
就是。阿拉伯世界嘛，这个凡是相信那个这个穆斯林的这个《可兰经》的人，在《可兰经》里面讲到有伊斯兰国，
So the Arab world has such interest.
那伊斯兰国它有一个使命。
And in their book, the Quran, they talk about the Islamic kingdom.
就是 ISIS.
The Islamic kingdom. And they have this command.
这个命令就是要建立伊斯兰国，消灭犹太人。
And that command is to build the nation of Islam and to destroy the Israelites.
这是阿拉给所有跟随他的人的使命。
And this is the command that Allah gave all those who follow Him.
所以你今天看巴黎这些事情，或者以叙利亚这些事情，这都是在那一个洗脑的。教导里头 做出来的事情。
So if you look at the massacre that happened in France or what's happening in Syria, this is all the result of the brainwashing from the extremists.
那你看圣经预言，有一天会有两亿的人要来打这个仗。
And so you can see in the Bible prophesies that there will be one day when there's this army of 200 million to want to come and destroy the city.
这件事情要发生在第六号的时候。
So this will happen on the sixth trumpet.
你到后面去读的时候是血流成河。
And if you keep on reading, there will be bloodshed everywhere.
以色列几乎亡国。
And Israel almost, the nation almost got destroyed.
谁能够救他？
Who could save them? Who saved them?
他们弃绝了弥赛亚。
Messiah, who they have gave up on.
这是在后面还要再讲。
So this will continue on later.
但是不管怎么样，第六号有这些大事要发生在这个地球上。
So regardless, in the sixth, during the sixth trumpet, there will be these great events that will happen.
我们现在不是还没有到这个时段。
So you know we are not at that point yet.
但是我们可以看到那个什么山雨欲来，风满楼，都已经。
But even though that time hasn't arrived yet, but we can already see influence and different signs.
对我们这些对我们这些基督徒来讲
，So as Christians,
我们都在等候耶稣回来，对吧
？We are all waiting for Jesus to come.
这是基督徒共同愿望。
So this is the hope of all Christians.
我今天要落脚在这个点上，你被量的时候合格吗？
But I would like to remind everyone to emphasize on when you are about to be measured, will you pass?
这是每一个基督徒在主面前要负的责任。
And this is the responsibility of every single Christian in front of our Lord.
长成，一起说。
And to mature to the
长成的圣量。
To be mature to the stature of the fullness of our Christ.
当我们这样的时候，耶稣就可以怎么样？
And when we measure up, when we satisfy that requirement, then our Lord Jesus will come.
最后祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你的话解开就发出亮光。
For when your words are revealed, the light will come through.
主，愿你的话成为我们今天在这个末世生活的亮光。
May your word become the light for our daily lives in this end time.
让我们知道我们活着，我们是要为耶稣做见证。
So that we know that we live to be a testimony.
就跟你当年兴起约翰为你做见证。
Just like in the same way how you raised John to be your testimony.
你今天把这个做见证的责任交给所有信耶稣的基督徒。
And today you have passed on this the responsibility as a witness to your to all the Christians.
但愿我们每一个基督徒都来答应你的要求。
May every single one of us respond to your calling.
让我们明白你当年是怎么样在以色列人做了工。
So that we can understand that in the same way that how you worked among the Israelites.
你怎么样兴起他们？你怎么样惩罚他们
？How you raise them up? How you discipline them?
就今天你也要洁净你的教会。
And today you will, in the same way, you will cleanse your church.
因为我们是那一个新约时代的真以色列人。
For we are the true Israelites in the New Testament.
但愿我们对你的心是一个纯洁没有瑕疵的心腹。
And may our hearts for you be blameless and spotless and be the new bride for you.
让你的回来的日子能够顺利的回来
so that it will be a smooth return for you.
愿你快来。
May you come soon.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Let's hear our prayer, praise Jesus. Amen.